This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hi everyone, this is Paul Simpson, manager at Carlisle United, and you're listening to the Blue Army Podcast.
My name is Jamie Devitt.
My name is Maddie Robson.
My name is Chris Phillips.
My name is Paul Anderson.
My name is Mark Boyd.
Hello, my name is Derek Combs.
My name's Toby Show Silva.
My name's Greg Abbott, and you're listening to the Blue Army Podcast. Enjoy.
Hello.
Oh, yeah, I can hear you, Liam. The other lads are having a bit of trouble booting in. Oh, there's Max.
There's one.
Hi, all right.
Hey, man, how you doing? We've got a different angle.
Yeah, well, I've got two screens up now, but I'm going to switch it around because when I look at you, all the user light, it looks like I'm not looking at you, so I'm going to swap it.
Okay.
I've got the Carlisle highlights on the other one.
Oh, nice, nice. Okay. Because I was going to see if I could load them on mine as well, but I think it's too much at the moment. Like, mine's having a bit of a panic attack.
I wouldn't bother anyways, you know.
It's
for great viewing.
Yeah, I'm gonna try and remember them. I've watched them about four times in the build up to this. Hey, Will, there you are.
Hiya. Oh.
Hey. I mean, your audio seems fine, but your camera's frozen.
Yeah, it's frozen for me as well. You know how it is.
Yeah, well, yeah, you know, we'll
the constant battle.
I don't know why
I
always have these problems.
Podcast of Will's camera.
It's a constant battle, isn't it? It's a constant battle with these cameras. It's been a constant battle for Carlisle this week, lads. It really has been. Have you got your headset on, Will? Can you hear us? Are you all good? Oh. We'll see how his audio. Don't want to dive into things until we're all set up. Can you hear us, Will?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Can you hear us?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Hey, there we go. It's a bit more buggy than usual, that one, but we're all here. I thought I'd don the deck chair for us. You know, it's a special episode. So I'm glad we could all get together for it. You know, some would say it's a bit of a milestone. I don't know, I don't feel like, you know, you've achieved something until you've got to around 300 if you're doing podcasts. that's the ambition, you know. You've got to play the long game with these things, you really do. And that's the aim, at least, episode 300. That's when we'll really celebrate. But lads, thanks you all for joining us for this one. I'll kick things off properly. Rita Morris, how's it going? And welcome back to the Blue Army Podcast. This is, of course, episode 150. That's right, 150. And I am absolutely buzzing to be joined by the three men that I love to call the Cumbrian Brain Trust. That's right, I'm talking about Liam, Max, and Will. Welcome, lads. How are you feeling?
Yeah.
Not too bad.
Yeah, it's been difficult, hasn't it? But I'm really glad you could join us for this. You know, we tried to do something different this week. We tried to cover the Tuesday night game, come out a little bit later. We've got some goals to talk about, at least, you know.
We've got four goals in two games. I mean, it's kind of unbelievable run of form.
It's nice to see Armstrong finally getting off to a bit of form, and long may it continue. A bit of momentum for him. He'll obviously doing well forever. It's always good for a goal scorer to start scoring goals. Lads, at this time of the show, we've got traditions around here, and that can mean it's time for one thing and one thing only. It's time for the Blue Army Podcast Joke of the week is he having a laugh? I think he's trying to. It's the Blue Army Podcast. Joke of the week. I can see we're a bit somber this week, lads. I can just feel it. You know?
How are you gonna come and cheer us up, Liam?
Here we go. Are you ready? Here we go. What is the best thing about Barrow?
Is it the road out? Something like that.
Yeah,
leaving. Wills has got it. Wills has got it. It's the road out of Barrow.
Of which there's only one.
It's the best thing about Barrow, the road out of Barrow. That's the Blue Army Podcast joke of the week this week, lads. I hope it cheered you up just a little bit, at least. And something that always cheers me up is a segment where we all get to find out what's been happening here? What's been happening there? In the league, one roundup with Liam and Wills. Take it away, lads.
Hello. Well, I've had a little look at the details of this deal with the Premier League and how that's going, but I think Liam's got something on Reading. I don't know if you want to go first with that.
I'm not sure if I mentioned it last week, but it's still kind of kicking off and it's kind of being confirmed as official with a statement put out by Reading. And that's that they're selling the training ground, you know, asset stripping the club. You know, the owners, has been a lot of protests about it. I think I maybe did mention it last week because it was kind of rumoured to happen, but it's been confirmed that, they're looking to sell the training ground just to try and make up funds until the club's sold, which, you know, looks a long way away. And it's going to mean that the club, you know, they lose their training complex, which is, you know, something we've heard a lot about at Carlisle. We're trying to build one of our own and progress forward. Reading are, you know, going in the complete opposite direction, and, you know, they're above us in the league, but
yeah,
they're definitely heading in the wrong direction. And they've put out a statement saying that they're very much open to selling the training ground. And I'm not sure whether that would mean that they would have to, like, sort of rent it or something like that, or they would be leased it for a little bit. But the fact of the matter is, it wouldn't be owned by the club anymore. And they're just hoping to try and get a little bit of money in the short term and really negatively affect the club long term.
Yeah, and, like, you know, I don't know how it all kind of pan out. If and when the club does get sold, will they have to buy it back, or will they now be tied into a deal to rent it for however many years? Which I think is kind of what happened with Coventry, is that a deal, I think, with their, well, you know, not with the training ground, but with the stadium.
With the actual ground, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a deal had been signed. I think that's actually the situation with Oxford right now and their ground, is that a deal was signed to rent it, and they can't get out of that deal. They just have to keep paying rent for however many years until the deal ends, and I think in Oxford's case it ends at the end of this year. But it's like, you know, it could be like a millstone around Reading's neck for many years to come, even if they get bought, if stuff like that's happening to them now.
Yeah, it's completely the opposite thing you'd want to happen if you're a fan, isn't it? So, you know, it's like Will said, it's just going to come and bite them on the arse later down the line, you feel.
It makes them like less of a proposition as an investment as well, like someone coming in to buy the club, do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's just a bizarre move to make. If you're looking to sell the club, do you know what I mean? Surely you're going to make more money if you can have the training complex than if you don't.
Well, I think the problem is that without the money they'd get from it, the club's going to go under anyways. So,
yeah,
you know, they're just doing this so that there is a club to sell.
And yeah,
it doesn't get completely wound up.
I think, like, the problem is that I don't know if their owner, Dai Young, has sanctioned this sale, or if it's the people who are actually left running the club doing it. Because
he's just kind of gone, hasn't he?
Yeah, because he's unavailable for comment. There's no money coming from him. So if they're just kind of, like, you know, reduced to scrabbling around and seeing how they can raise some finances for the short
term. There should be
term.
Some sort of punishment for people who do that. to clubs because he's just sort of escaped back to
Yeah.
wherever he's from, and he's not going to face any
Well, that's
repercussions
it.
from it.
Yeah, he's not even based in the UK, so
Yeah,
you
and the
know, kind of
punishments he
like
get
legally, there's
point
probably nothing they
deductions,
can do. Yeah.
which he doesn't care about because he doesn't care about the club. You know that he
Yeah.
for you know to try and punish the man that is doing this, they're just punishing the football club. And I know I suppose it doesn't really matter now, but a Reading point deduction would probably be in our best interest, really, if we've got any chance of staying
Have to
up.
be
So
a heavy points
yeah, it had to be a very heavy points deduction. But but even then, I'd hate to see it happen, just because I hate seeing clubs go this way. You know, you've seen it with Bury, and like it almost happened to Derby, Macclesfield, same thing happened. Yeah, it's a shame when stuff like this happens.
Is that it for Reading?
That's it for Reading.
So, kind of like going from a club in League One in trouble to the bigger picture, and you know why clubs at this level and above and below in so much trouble is the deal that's supposedly coming between the Premier League and the EFL about how money's going to be distributed, like solidarity payments and all that sort of stuff. This was supposed to be agreed in September, but it's not been agreed yet, and the government, the new football, what's football regulator, have said that if the Premier League don't come up with an offer, then one will just be imposed on them, which is, I mean, I think it'll be the first time that any kind of government body in this country really has kind of put their foot down with the Premier League. And it's yet to happen. We don't know if it will. They've accused the Premier League of almost, you know, just deliberately delaying and, you know, not coming up with an offer for how much money, you know, they're going to distribute to support football in England as a whole and some other things. So the number being talked about, which is nothing to them really, is 900 million over 6 years. Which I do the maths very quickly. I can't. Those it's like 200. You know, it's like
150, is it?
A play. Yeah, it's like, I mean, that's across the Premier League. So, you know, like the top teams, that's like a squad player.
Yeah.
And you know, they're umming and ahhing over what, you know, over how much, I guess, and in what form that, you know, that money's gonna come. And also how the clubs in the Premier League are going to split up their own contributions to it. I'm imagining that the smaller clubs are like saying, no, the big clubs should be paying most of that. And the big clubs are maybe saying, no, I think we should all just put in equally to the pot.
There's been touted about like they want flexibility in like financial fair play rules as well, which is why, you know what I mean, they want to negotiate certain things.
Yeah.
So. There's been a lot of that talk as well, and I can believe that because, you know, I imagine, you know, they don't want to be governed that much.
Yeah, I mean, the likes of Newcastle, they're just itching to spend money, aren't they? But they can't.
So like,
you can imagine there'll be a big voice in that.
If it does go through, one of the big changes that we could be seeing is an end to parachute payments. Peter Risdale, remember him? Is at Preston now, has been having a, you know, speaking out about this. So he's also, as well as being at Preston, he's the representative at the AFL, basically the job that John Nixon used to do, but for the championship. So he's, so he's that. And he said that if they can't sort this out, then it could spell the end, or in his words, finish English football as a whole. So his kind of, you know, warning about, you know, a dire circumstances for everyone if the Premier League don't essentially step in and do something and, you know, accept maybe what's been offered to them.
Yeah.
And I mean, parachute payments have had a huge impact in the championship, and Preston are one of the few clubs that have never had any. So, that's where Ridsdale's coming from. Currently, the three clubs that got relegated are in the top three of the top four. So it's only Ipswich up there that are a club that weren't in the Premier League last season. And we could have the teams that went up coming back down. So for the first time, we could actually have the six clubs that swap places between the Premier League and the Championship just swapping back. And that would be kind of like an indication of where things are headed if other clubs in the Championship just can't compete with the clubs that have just come down from the Premier League. So that's kind of why parachute payments are such a big issue. But that's been in the news because sort of Peter Ridsdale and sort of last week as well, the government, the cult, well, someone from the Department of Culture has accused the top flight clubs of just parking the bus. And I say, given them this warning that a decision will be made with or without their consent. So, yeah.
Interesting. Interesting stuff. Interesting stuff. Yeah. Anyone want to comment?
I don't. I'll be honest with you. I'm not smart enough to have too much of an opinion on it, to be honest.
Watch
Wait,
here
what?
is the City Sevens. I've done a very good video on the finances of the Championship and parachute payments. So I watched that not that long ago, and it kind of puts it all in perspective, isn't it? Like how messed up finances in football are.
My only concern with it would be if you make the top flight clubs pare down the rest of the league, then it gives them a big enough reason to say we're kind of separate, we're better than the other clubs, you know, we're somewhat different, we mean more than the other clubs because look, we're having to pay them all this money, and it gives them like justification what I think they already think, and maybe that could spell the introduction of like Man United 2 being dropped in the League 2 or something like that, like what's happened in Scotland and Spain and stuff like that.
I think
That would be my
like
only concern.
yeah, I think like last time B teams kind of became an issue was right at that point when Premier League solidarity payments were being discussed, and that's the point they chose to kind of like say what they might want, and it didn't happen then, but I'm sure they still want it, so see if that comes up. But just I guess we have to see how what sort of teeth this new football regulator has. Are they willing to, within the next month or two, just impose a decision on the Premier League and say, you took too long, so tough, this is how it's going to work. You're going to, so another thing, I don't know if this comes in as part of a League Two roundup, or if League One roundup, sorry, or if it's something that you'd want to keep for
It's not
another.
next season just yet, Wills. Very
So,
short-lived segment, this one
who
season only.
wants to know how soon we could potentially get mathematically relegated?
Oh,
me, please. Yeah, go on
Okay.
then.
So,
Nice and cheery.
worst case scenario, we could be mathematically relegated on the 29th of March.
Oh,
Good
Jesus. Oh, that
Friday.
soon. Well, we've got a couple of
Yeah.
weeks to enjoy ourselves then, eh?
I thought I'd have a look, and it seems a bit early to kind of like start looking at
Oh,
the
not even
table.
retro kit day.
Yeah, say, oh no. Well, it's, I mean, if it happens, maybe it'll be a wait off, I don't know. But it seemed a bit early to start faffing around with permutations of, oh, if that team beats that area, I'm not very good at that. That's all numbers and stuff. But I looked and said, like, so we're
Yeah, if they all
16.
win and we lose, you know, that's it.
Yeah,
Yeah.
so we're 16 points adrift, and there's 27 points yet to play for. If we lose our next two, if we lose our next three games, because we're playing game, and then the team that's just above the relegation zone, currently Cambridge, have only got two games in that spot. So we could actually be relegated even sooner if it weren't for the fact that Cambridge aren't playing what. But yeah, so if Cambridge were to win those two games and we were to lose three, then by the 29th of March, then we'd be 22 points adrift and there'd only be 21 points up for grabs. It'll maybe easier, well, placate things if say that Cambridge are on very bad form and probably unlikely to get something
Okay.
from away games at Reading and Barnsley.
Okay,
No.
awesome. Well, thanks very
Well, there's
much,
the silver
Will.
lining.
Yeah,
We
you had
all
enough
got to
of
find
that.
out. Wasn't that in the League One roundup with Liam and Wills. Thanks very much, lads. That was a bit of a bummer at the end,
I know. I thought I'd look it up, and then I even surprised myself with how soon it could
How soon it
potentially
could
be. Oh shit, it could be before the
be?
end of this month.
It's okay.
Oh, a
It's
little afternote as well.
yeah.
Something I was going to mention. In the summer, when we were talking about potential signings, I said about a kid in Ireland called Jack Moylan, who I think we should look
Yeah.
at. He's since joined Lincoln City fairly recently, and he scored four goals in two games. So just wanted to put that out there
Yeah.
that well done.
Yeah, I think
One
we
of the diehards
touted
will remember that one.
I think when Dwight Gayle signed for Barnsley, we had a little look at him on the League One
Yeah.
roundup, and he's kind of gone in and scored three and five.
Yeah.
So
Might have been a nice signing, like Dwight
yeah.
Gayle and Armstrong up front together. That would have been nice. Oh, well, lads, we can only but dream. We can only but dream.
Yeah.
But and, as Max often does, as he proposes a $1 million idea. But first, I have to apologize, mate, because it's the one time I just couldn't think of a rhyme. It's Max's £1 million idea. Go on, Max.
Thank you very much. So this week it's another idea for the YouTube channel, which, to be fair to them, they have sort of, it seems like they have been using it a bit more recently. But so I don't know if you've seen it, but Man City have this. I don't know if they still have it, but they used to have a series called Inside City, which was basically a kind of weekly, a weekly sort of thing they did on YouTube, where it'd be sort of a half an hour, 45-minute video, where it'd be, a bit of a look behind the scenes, interviews, things like that. Any sort of extra little bits that used to be really popular. So I thought, obviously, you wouldn't have to start straight at that, but something like that, a series on there where, you can have little features and, maybe get to
Did you use
see what's
Corridor
been.
Cam?
Well, yeah. It's,
Behind the
there's a lot of
scenes.
there's a lot of potential things available to do, and they could definitely learn some lessons from the bigger clubs. I'm not saying it would be as interesting,
What would
but
you want to see,
um,
though? Don't
what would
know
you what would
that.
you want to see?
well, when we've got the new training ground, it'd be nice to sort of, because you won't be able to just walk around it, will you, as a fan? So maybe see what the facilities are like and things like that. If you see what they do in training and things, interviews with players and, interviews with staff as well, potentially.
Recipes from whoever they've got cooking the food for them.
Ah, fuck them.
Well, Skelly could give us
Liam,
that.
what do you want to see?
I don't know. Us there? We should go there?
We should just go
Okay.
in
Yeah.
now. As
I mean,
special guests.
they could get the sort of, obviously, Liam, you're the big one on YouTube, and obviously the last
Thank you,
ditch and
sir.
all that. But yeah, they could get you guys involved and things like that. I think that'd be pretty good. I think you could come up with some pretty good ideas for YouTube.
I mean, with a training complex, you can do all kinds of things there,
Yeah.
and
And
then once you're doing things, then certainly get them on YouTube and other
Yeah, I mean, like
Other kind
Soccer
of
AM
video
style, you
platforms.
know, crossbar challenges and things like that, you know, Skill School, if you anyone remembers that.
Oh,
Techers
yes.
becoming unbelievable
Oh,
techers. I mean,
that's so funny.
I don't know if any of our players could do a keepy uppers or anything, but
Oh,
you never know.
they were
John
on it.
Dellish could.
The Mellis could do a few. I'm trying to think about a blade.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe potentially. I think Jack Diamond's got a few
Weird
tricks up
shout,
his
but
sleeve. Oh, Jack
yeah.
Diamond would
definitely have a few tricks up his sleeve. Yeah, you're right. Aye.
Jordan Gibson, maybe.
Oh,
Gibson,
Gibbo,
yeah.
yeah. But to be fair, there's a few lads. You know, that would be a good. Oh, yeah, you know, it
There's
would
a
be
few.
fun.
I'd
Well,
love
I
to
just
see
remember.
Somerville try.
I mean, you
I
know,
do.
he might surprise you. Keepy-uppies aren't necessarily a thing that
Well, I'd be
you
disappointed if they only did
relegated.
keep you up his old school scoop. But I just remember watching that series on the Man City YouTube channel. It's probably not possible now without a training ground, but
Yeah,
it was quite
but
good
once
how
it's
they did
done.
it. And obviously, it's another revenue sort of stream if people, you know, enjoy it and watch it regularly.
Yeah. I
But
like
yeah,
it.
that concludes the segment this week.
Nice, man. I like it. I like it. I
YouTube,
like
they
it.
need to utilize it, I think, a bit
Yeah,
better.
more
Yeah.
YouTube content. That's the $1 million idea this week. I mean, Max, I'm really sorry, mate, because it's the one time I just couldn't think of a rhyme. It was Max's £1 million idea. Thank you very much, Max. Thank you very much. It was a great idea. I like that one this week. We'll move on to some Carlisle United related news. Paul Simpson's came out this week and said that summer recruitment is crucial. So, gentlemen, you know, what kind of targets are we going to be going for? Are we going for like League Two high flying targets? You know, are we going for the old classic tried and tested championship top goal scorer kind of player? Is it a variation of a bit of everything? I mean, like you know, it's League Two. It's a little bit of a minefield, isn't it? It's a guessing game. But Liam, what do you want to see out of the recruitment next season? Where do you think needs strengthened? Where do you need a lot of change?
It honestly just depends who we manage to keep. I think we've got Georgie Kelly and Luke Armstrong up top of that. They're both more than good enough for League Two, I think. So, you know, maybe get somebody to back them up. And then I think you've got to be looking at the centre backs, because I can't imagine Lavelle, Huntington, and Mellish will all still be here next season. I can see one of them leaving. So, yeah, it's just that. And you know, goalkeepers, I think we're fine.
Okay. Max, Wills, have you guys got
Yeah.
any opinions on where you want to see a bit of change and where you want to see some recruitment come in?
I mean, if we're talking about going down to League Two, then I think we just need to be aiming at getting players that basically aiming, you know, we'd be aiming for promotion. So,
Yeah.
you know, we need to go out and get the sort of players that a team does when they're aiming for promotion, which is, you know, it's still very much trying to get players that we can take into League One with us. Hopefully the experience of League One this year will at least kind of, you know, give us an idea of what sort of players we need. But yeah, you'll be looking for players that we can kind of encourage to drop down into League Two, or players that are currently very good in League Two and can be expected to step up into League One and basically build a squad as if we expect to only be spending one season
Yeah.
in League Two. And I know there's kind of like the money aspect to it, and you know, we're in a much better situation than we ever have been,
Well,
but
I don't think the
it's not
ticket
like we
prices will
have
go down.
infinite money.
If
But yeah,
we
you
start winning
know,
again, people will
still,
come back.
yeah, I mean, it depends who's still in there as well. Like, how many of them big spending League Two clubs have come up this year, and are Wrexham still going to be there, and Notts County, Stockport, Mansfield, all
Oh, done it
these
before.
wealthy clubs that can't all go up? But I mean,
Barra.
Barra, I would, oh God. I don't. I can't.
We're going back to Banner.
I'm not having Banner. I mean, the closer we get to relegation, the more I'm kind of like checking Barrow. And you know, like before, I was kind of quite optimistic. Well, I was quite kind of like enthusiastic about the idea of Barrow getting promoted and there being two Cumbrian clubs in League One.
Yeah,
but
they can't be above us.
No, yeah, there's no way I'm having.
Never happened, does it?
It can't happen. It can't happen. Max,
do you think they put them first choice on the radio?
You are?
No.
Do you think they put them first choice on the radio?
No, surely not.
No, they couldn't. We're the bigger city. We're the only city. Max.
Yeah, in terms of recruitment, like I think Sim has already said he wants to bring in another keeper and potentially look at a loan for Gabe Breeze. Which, I hope it would be to a decent level if that does happen. But yeah, really, you have to look at sort of the players that are going to be leaving. And, you know, I think we should, like Will said, we should be trying to get, we should only be really expecting to stay there one season. But it might be a case of, you know, building a bit again. And you know, it might be a shock again going down there and not winning every game sort of thing. Not every game, but I just think you have to manage expectations a bit because, you know, we're not going to go and win the league, probably. So,
of course we are.
In League Two next
I mean,
season.
I don't think... No, I don't know. I feel like I don't want to just get fall into that trap and then, you know, be outside the playoffs after 10 games
or
whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I understand, but at the same time, I think we absolutely could be targeting a title push in League Two.
I mean, I'd love that, but the recruitment's going to be massive, isn't it?
Obviously,
financially, we'll be in a really strong position. So it'll be that'll be the real test of Greg and Simo, I think. Definitely.
Yeah, and it does probably depend a bit as well, like I said before, on you know which of those big money teams are still in League Two. So currently, the top three are three of the richest teams. In there, like teams that are already got way more money than we've got now. Well, I don't know. Well, Wrexham definitely have. I don't know about Stockport and Mansfield, but they have way more money than we had at the start of the season. MK Don's probably got a fair bit of money. But then,
see, I think MK Don's will drop off, you know.
Notts County have completely kind of
mid-table.
They're still a fair bit above the relegation spots, but
does Langstaff still play for them?
Don't know. But,
he'll be leaving, won't he? But he'd be a cost signing.
But that's a team with a huge amount of money that this season's gone pretty horrendously wrong in the second half, but they're going to be around spending big. Salford will probably come back again.
Well.
Yeah, Bradford. So there's, you know, there's still going to be teams with a lot of money down there. But
we need to be getting League One players, in my opinion.
It could be even worse if like two of the likes of Mansfield, Wrexham, and Stockport fail to get promoted. So that's another reason we don't want Barrow to get promoted, because they'll be taking the spot of a club who are just going to spend more money to get promoted the following year.
I mean, we could always look at sort of the conference and, you know, whatever it's called now, the best players in the conference national.
Well, that's kind of how Barra have done that, hasn't it? They sound like Emil Aqua and players like that do it, like young up and play coming players in the National League.
They've signed some top players for League Two level, though.
They have,
if you look at the likes of Dom Telford.
Yeah. Chester.
I mean, they'll already be looking at targets now, you'd imagine. So the plans will be in place, definitely.
In other news, lads, Paul Simpson also came out and defended his goalkeeper, number one goalkeeper, Harry Lewis, saying he wasn't to blame for all Carlisle's goals that have been conceded over the period in which he has been Carlisle United's number one. So I put it to you, gentlemen, as I sometimes and often do, because hashtag feel the breeze. He was, you know, he's a friend of the show. At least twice, I feel like he needs to come out for an appearance between now and the end of the season. I'm not saying the Harry Lewis experiment is over. I know there was money spent and stuff like that, but sometimes, you know, we've never been in this position before. We've never got to splash cash before. Maybe we splash cash, maybe potentially, you know, on the wrong person. Potentially. It maybe needs a shot in the arm and maybe Gabe Breeze. There's a little bit more potential there. There's a little bit more sky's the limit there. A little bit more, at least, to give him the opportunity to come into the first team once again. I feel like Tuesday night, definitely against Barnsley, being a home game, would have been a perfect opportunity to bring Gabe in. There's really nothing to lose in that game. And you know, for Harry Lewis to concede three, and he was criticised as well, and he was criticised in the game before that and the game before that for making mistakes. I don't feel like he faced that much at Bradford. I feel like at Bradford, he had a good, solid defence in front of him. I don't feel like it was the same kind of setup that it is here. He's under the cosh. Our defence isn't as good. And maybe he's just coming unstuck because he's, you know, he's been exposed. Maybe he's been exposed, lads. So I'll put it to you, Max, first. I'll put it to you, sir. Can we hashtag feel the breeze?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be against it, but I think, you know, Lewis was brought in as a number one keeper, so I think it would send the wrong message really dropping him, but and obviously the confidence factor that it'll have on him would probably be quite big. But yeah, you know, Gabe Breeze just signed his new contract, hasn't he? So I wouldn't be against it, but yeah, I can't really see it happening, to be fair.
Come on, Will, you need to give him a chance, don't you?
No, I'm with Max. I would definitely want him to still be, you know, to be in our squad next season. I don't agree with I wouldn't agree with sending him out on loan. I think by the time we're in League Two next year, Breeze is going to be at least our number two. But I've made my feelings clear before on this podcast about chopping and changing goalkeepers all the time. It's something that can have dire consequences. So, unless you think that Harry Lewis is actively costing us goals every game, I don't even think Thomas Howley was actively costing us goals on a game by game basis. But we, you know, we'd said already that we wanted to go out for a goalkeeper, and we'd kind of like set a bit of a precedent with, you know, if you make a couple of mistakes, you're going to get dropped. And we had Anderson in for a bit. But I think we've got to stop messing around with goalkeepers now. It doesn't really have the effect that you hope it will often. It just backfires.
Yeah, fair. Very fair. Very fair. Lads, Sean Dyche came out this week and said that Everton would not be in the business of selling their best players. And he was talking about Jarrod Branthwaite, who's been under speculation that the first and opening bid will be from Manchester United for around 75 million. That was reported by The Sun. Lads, we love to do it here. It's episode 150. Let's have a bit of fun. It's time to evaluate Jarrod Branthwaite. Liam, how much
needs to have its own jingle, doesn't it?
You know, it needs its own jingle. It really does. It needs its own jingle. But you know, when a manager says he doesn't want to sell his best player, it's often, you know, a bit of a tax hike, a bit of a price hike. So do you feel like that add any value to Jarrod Branthwaite?
No.
No. How much?
Yeah,
do you think
I still think he's probably worth between 60 and 70 million. And it depends who buys him as well. If he goes to Man United, that'll easily become 85. So, you know.
You know, you got that Harry Maguire comparison. So, like, it's fair for Everton to turn around and say, well, you paid that much for him, you got to pay this much for him.
Plus, Man United is an awfully run club and they're just overpaying for everyone.
Will, how much is young Jarrod worth?
I'm going to go with 85 million. I think that might be around about what I went for last time. And I did say that I think I went too high too soon. But yeah, you know, Man U ever saw a club that if they want him, then he can probably add another 10, 15 million on to what anyone else would pay. So
true. Very true. As often happens. Max, how much are you saying?
Yeah, well, 75, 80. I think Dyche, yeah, I don't think they're in a position to not sell, you know, their best players, to be honest. I think, you know, they've had financial difficulties and stuff, and you know he will be leaving. You know, not only because of that, but also because Jorrod will. You know, if someone, if a big club comes calling, then he'll leave, won't he?
Yeah, you'd imagine so. You'd imagine so.
It's
I mean,
mad to
lads.
think,
Oh, go on.
like, if we've got what is rumored to be 15% sell-on clause, and he goes for 85, that's over £12 million.
Yeah, that's
That
massive.
that's a
gets in.
massive amount of money in League Two.
Yeah.
I mean,
I
that'll
mean, like,
be
hopefully
the
we're only in
training
League Two
ground,
for one
won't it?
season. It's like trickle-down payments as well. It's like
Oh, it's
installments.
yeah. But I mean, like, a lot of your money is going in by your contracts. So,
Yeah.
you know, you're making,
To know we're getting that
yeah, you're
money.
not going to be paying out that money in a lump sum. So it doesn't necessarily matter if you don't get it in a lump sum.
All right, lads. We're gonna play the game with the longest name. It's a much anticipated return. But before we do, it's gonna be time for a few words for some of us.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee, and terms apply. See McDonald's.com.
Sponsors. All right, gentlemen, here we go. It's time to play the game with the longest name. It's the official Blue Army Podcast higher or lower style game, which also contains one equals now, but this is relating to a Carlisle United squad from FIFA stats on a certain year of FIFA, and this time it's FIFA 13. Oh!
Well, that's the name of the game. Could you also explain the rules and how it works?
So basically, it's a higher or lower style game. you know, similar to higher or lower. That was a game in the 90s, I think, with a Cilla Black or something. Oh, I'm sure you've all seen it. You know, we've
Yeah.
all been to a British resort and seen people play it. Higher or lower, basically. And it's all relating to your FIFA stats.
And
And
how
this
many
time,
equals are there?
it's FIFA 13. How many what?
How many equals are
There's one equals.
there?
One equals now because you guys were too good at this. So, lads, we're taking it away. The first, oh, sorry, yeah, I always make this up on the spot because I always forget to do it, but I've got to decide which order you guys are going to end up running in. So, this time I'm going to ask you, gentlemen, what is your favorite day of the week? Ooh.
Saturday, for
Oh,
obvious
Max jumped
reasons.
in, took some.
I'm a fan of Tuesday. Love
Oh,
Tuesday
that
night
is
match.
such a
Okay.
weird one. Weird one.
Friday,
Oh,
Friday, you've got the
Will's a Friday man. Will's a
weekend
Friday
ahead
man.
of you. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, it's gonna be Will's, Max, and Liam. You're in last, obviously, because Tuesday's a terrible day to
Tuesday,
pick.
boy.
Tuesday, boy. Terrible day of the week. That's
I
awful.
stand by
He's
it.
gonna stand by it. So yeah, it's gonna be Will's, Max, and then Liam. That's how we're gonna run it. The first name is Matty Robson. He's got an overall stats of 59. Okay, Wills. So the next one on the list is Liam Noble.
Well, 59's lower than I thought Robson would be, but I still, I don't know. Should no Noble had just been. I'm going to go higher for Noble.
Gonna say Liam Noble is higher than Matty Robson. But you're wrong, mate, I'm afraid. And you've been eliminated on the first step. Max, Liam, you know, you've only got one more life left. So we'll see how far you're gonna get through the list. The next name on the list. Oh, sorry. The next name on the list. Oh, do we do that? Yeah, we just carry on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, just carry
Yeah.
on.
Okay, just carry on. So Liam Noble going into Andy Welsh.
So if he was higher, I'm going to say lower for this one.
You're going to say Andy Welsh is lower than Liam Noble?
Yes.
You'd be wrong, mate, I'm afraid.
Oh, absolute disaster.
Liam doesn't even get to play this week. We've got a great game ahead of us, gentlemen. Unlucky, lads, unlucky. You know, that's it's always fun to play the game with the longest name. But we'll move on because, you know, we've been going quite long in this episode, to be honest. But luckily enough, at the moment, the match reports have been going quite quick because...
Yeah, we're not that interested in him.
But it'd be, you know, it would be amiss of me if I didn't stick to a little bit of tradition and give you the Carlisle United starting lineup for the game that happened on Tuesday night. That's right, we're covering a Tuesday night game. And it featured Harry Lewis in goal, a back five of Emmanuel, Lavelle, Huntington, Mellish and Robinson, a midfield of McGeoch, Neil and Charters, with a strike pairing of Armstrong and Diamonds. Armstrong opened the scoring within 10 minutes, and it was a well-taken finish from Armstrong. He kind of just like, he had his own build-up as well. You know, he had the flick on that ended up, you know, then made the right run, and it was a really good finish from Armstrong. It's a second goal in succession for him. So, Max, I mean, how important is it for him to get on a goal-scoring run where it doesn't really look like there's that much hope of survival, you know, but how much you know importance does it have for him?
Yeah, massive amounts. Just from scoring in a Carlisle shirt, obviously gonna do him the world of good, especially going into next season. He obviously, I think that was his first goal at home as well. So yeah, hopefully first of many. He got an assist as well. So, you know, that's the only positive from the game really for me, is that he's getting involved in more goals and stuff, and yeah, long may it continue.
That's true. He was involved in an assist, but this is the little bit of criticism that Harry Lewis came under. He's been said that he's got flappy paddles for hands as Williams unleashed a shot within 33 minutes. Wills, you're in the Warwick Road end, so you've got a pretty good view of the ball flying into the top corner. So you know, what can you say about Harry Lewis's attempts to keep it out? Fair, or you know, a little bit soft-handed?
Yeah, I won't be too harsh because it was a cracking effort on goal. And, you know, from the moment it left his foot, you could see it was going to cause problems. You can look back at it again and see, you know, see what sort of contact Harry Lewis had on it. But, you know, if you're hitting balls like that, then, you know, then you're going to score a fair bit of the time. It was a good goal. Yeah, just don't want to be too harsh on Harry Lewis and not saving it. Bit of just us not clearing our lines in the build-up to it.
Yeah, and that was evident again, unfortunately, when Barnsley went ahead in the second half. And, you know, let's not dwell on it too much, you know. we'll talk about the fantastic ball through from Robinson, though, which led to Armstrong showing some very good skill to get past his defender and play a great ball into the inside for Danny Butterworth to score. Liam, it was a good finish. He scored before. You couldn't say he's a striker in form, though, necessarily. He came on late and, you know, a bit of a super sub. Is that how you keep Butterworth going forward, or do you want to see a bit more of him?
Butterworth's weird because I honestly don't know what position he plays. He came in as kind of an attacking midfielder. He's played up top, he's played on the wing, he's played as an attacking midfielder, so I just don't really know where you put him. But I think just a bit of flair off the bench is what I think is best for. I can't see him being a starting player in whatever league we're in next year. So yeah, just a little bit of a super sub. Keep him at the wherever you need him.
I feel like that's fair. But I mean, hats off to him for scoring. It must do a lot for his confidence. And you never know. It doesn't do you harm it doesn't do you any harm when it comes to selection. Basically, I feel, lads, it's time to hear what the listeners have to say. It's time to hear what you've had commented in your comment sections. Who'd like to go first this week and tell us what people have to say about Carlisle United's performance? Over the last couple of days,
Well, I'll go first and say that I haven't had any. I think people are pretty sick of it. To be, you know, it's like
Have
people
you
are
seen?
commenting about losses like week in, week out. I feel like people have just sort of, you know.
We're saying the same thing over and over as well. I certainly feel like I am. We're kind of losing games in the same way, even by the same score, scoring first as well. So it's all that
It's
stuff.
like it feels like just regurgitating the same stuff at this point. It's like, you know, it's not the. I think everyone just wants a season up now, to be honest.
We'll get some guests on, maybe. We'll do something
Yeah.
different. Oh dear. But Liam, have you got anything?
Well, I only put my video out a few hours ago, so I've got some comments, but I've got five. One comes from Mikey Plays Poker, regular commenter. Said, "I took my mind away from the bigger picture last night and just tried to enjoy the match. It was okay in spells, but the same old problems near the rear their heads, unfortunately. Defense is shocking, lol."
Lol.
And he says that we should be aiming for 30 points this season, which I kind of agree with.
That's still rubbish, though, isn't it? To be fair, it's
Modest.
rubbish, but it's a lot more than what we're on now.
Yeah, I feel like we're kind of aiming just now to, you know, like we were talking about with Luke Armstrong, it's just going to be, you know, aiming for certain specific players that, you know, we know that are going to play for us next season. Pretty sure everyone expects Luke Armstrong to still be here. So you're kind of like looking at players like that and going like, you know, I want to see Luke Armstrong scoring goals. Want to see players like Gibson and Butterworth maybe to, you know, to see if they can give Paul Simpson a reason why they're still going to be part of the setup next season. I was kind of, when he brought Butterworth on, and the fact that Emmanuel started kind of made me think that I don't think Simpson will be playing players at this stage of the season unless he,
Thinks they're gonna be here.
yeah, unless he at least thought that they can, you know, that they can change his mind even if he's not expecting them to be here.
That's fair. That's fair. Let's look ahead, lads. Let's look ahead then to the weekends, which is Shrewsbury away. You know, it's Feeney's team. You know, we're all going to predict that he gets sent off because the away fans are going to are going to wind him up. But what's the score going to be? Will, what's the score going to be on the weekend?
I'm gonna say 1-0 to Carlisle. We're gonna get a second double of the season, and won't change much. But you know, it'll be a nice break from losing.
Max, what do you think the score's going to be?
We're going to win 2-1. Last minute winner, hopefully. I'm going to be there, so I'd love that.
Nice, nice. He's traveling all the way. Liam?
1-1. Maybe optimistic.
I mean, I'll do the double, you know, probably 1-0. It's going to be a bit of a sluggish game, and we're going to get one from a set piece because the set piece has been pretty good for us recently. So I feel like, yeah, it's going to be fruitful. It's going to bear fruit once again, another set piece. Right, lads, it's time to play everybody's favorite game.
Guess
Guessing
in
a
the
player. Guessing a player. Here we go, boys. Guessing a player. Guessing a player. I love this. Oh, man, I love guessing the player. It's time for guessing the player, lads. That's right. It's time for the penultimate part of the show, the part of the show that everybody looks forward to. Will, you are the clue guide this week, and I am the man in form as I go into the Liam Derby. That's right. That's right.
The
It's time for the underdog to overachieve potentially once again, and I'm feeling good, mate. You know, I got my first ever hole in one last week when I got Derek Holmes. I'm feeling in great form going into this game against yourself because you're a registered bottle job, my friend. After losing the league title, after losing the league title last season, and what have you got to say for yourself ahead of this big fixture in the Liam Derby?
Well, I wasn't here for your win, so in my mind it didn't happen. and as
I feel
well,
like the board would have something to say about this.
I can't.
There we go. You're back.
The buck. Yeah. But yeah, we can't. I can't bottle a league that nobody knows who's top of. So. So, we'll just have to see.
Well said, well said. Max, sit back and relax, sir, because Will's your clue guiding mate, and the home team here is actually Liam. So it's Liam first. So and I'm it's not me, Skelly Liam. It's other Liam. Right, that's
Liam's the home team. That clears things up, you know.
So yeah, it's time for Will to take it away with you know, the potential of 3 points.
Skelly has to use his away name for this one. Okay, let's get started then. So this player was signed from Rochdale and played for Carlisle in the 2015-16 season, making 20 appearances but not scoring before being released and signing for Accrington Stanley.
Who are they?
I know who it is.
Message me, Max. I want
no
to
idea.
Know
it. I don't know it. I'm trying to go off released and went to Accrington Stanley. Honestly, I'm never ever going to get this. I'm just going to have to guess. It's ages out of the way, but Mo Sagaf. I know it's not.
It is not Mo Sagaf.
Crack and play,
Max is wrong.
Oh,
Max is wrong. Right, okay.
It's embarrassing.
I just can't. I don't. I mean, it's probably wrong. But no, it's definitely wrong because he did score. Actually, he didn't score. You're saying?
Didn't score
from Rochdale, 20 appearances, and then went to Accrington Stanley. I know it's wrong. I'm just going to say Kelvin Mellor. I think he went to Accrington Stanley after.
It wasn't Kelvin Mellor. I think he did go to Stanley after, but it wasn't. Didn't he go to Crewe? Morecambe, yeah.
Crew. No, I think it's Crew.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's wrong. So so you know that I like to throw in a quote that a manager's used to describe the player now as one of the questions.
Right.
So Keith Curl said of this player when he signed for us, there are goals in the team already, but I know we still need a few more. We can add to what we have by creating a supply line, and he will do that for us. He'll have work to do in attack and defence, but going forward, he can move the ball, and he is what I would describe as a dynamic player.
Again, 2015. I wasn't going to games, so I'm just trying to pull names out of old FIFAs now. what do you think? I honestly can't think. As soon as you said Rochdale, I couldn't stop thinking about Jack Bridge, so I'm just going to say him.
Well.
Again, far too recent, but...
Also, it was Jack Bridge last time I was quiz guide.
Oh, yes, it was, yeah.
So, no, it's not Jack Bridge this time. Liam? Skelly?
I just got, like, that... what's he called?
Max, you're not having another guess.
Yeah, I might have one now.
Bastian Henry?
Ding, 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 ding. He is right.
I never even heard of him.
I didn't even spell my guess right.
Richie Bennett, no, yeah, it wasn't Richie Bennett. I was going to say, and if we got on to question three, then it was going to be that he played in the past for Asamoah at Anfield, which I feel like you might have all got. Even
yeah, I remember Bastian Henry. Wasn't he at PSG at some point?
He was at PSG as a youth, and he had that little red bobble on his head.
Yeah,
I remember the red bobble.
He was one of our favourite players.
I could never have told you his name.
He also missed a penalty in the shootout at Anfield.
Yeah. Get in!
I thought he played more than 20 times for us.
Yeah, it kind of like about halfway through the season, he just kind of drifted out of the squad.
Yeah.
And he never actually scored for us.
I remember, like, I thought he was there for years for some reason, but obviously, yeah. Probably just remember him because of his hair.
Probably, Andy Anfield thing.
Yeah,
Anfield thing.
and the fact that he's French, it was like exotic at the time.
Yeah.
It was different. It
was
very different.
So, I mean, Liam, are you like top of the league now or something?
Probably not far off.
That can't be too far away. Like, you know, 5 points in two games. Like, I'm definitely doing pretty well. But I'll have to take a seat next week, definitely, and someone else will have to have a game next week. But lads, it's been an absolute pleasure once again. I'm buzzing once again because, you know, I've claimed my 2 points. I told you Liam was a bottle job.
Max, didn't you say you were going to go through and work out who was top?
Yeah, I haven't plucked up the courage to do that yet.
It's not as easy as it sounds, is it?
I mean, it would be if you just made a note on the...
Yeah.
Along.
Next season, I'll make the table next season. Then.
Yeah. Okay. That's good. That's good. Thank you very much. And on that note, you know, there isn't really anything else left to do or say apart from bye for now.
Bye for now.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.